Local police were busy over the family day-long weekend ensuring sledders and the public were following laws, fishing regulations, and public safety measures. The North Bay OPP and the MNR conducted a three-day enforcement initiative to patrol Calendar Bay, Trout Lake, Turtle Lake, Pine Lake, Lake Talon, and Lake Nipissing. Throughout the weekend, officers conducted enforcement and safety checks, resulting in a total of 90 charges laid and 450 ice fishing shacks inspected. On Saturday, February 15, officers laid 45 charges on Calendar Bay, including liquor violations for consuming alcohol inside portable ice huts, helmet infractions under the Motorized Snow Vehicles Act and Off-Road Vehicles Act, documentation violations for missing driver's licenses, ownership, insurance, validation, and trail passes, owners allowing underage and unlicensed individuals to operate snowmobiles, fishing infractions for exceeding catch limits and using extra lines, 150 shacks checked, with over 200 anglers contacted, 25 mandatory alcohol screenings were conducted, with no infractions found. Sunday, February 16, officers patrolled Trout Lake, Turtle Lake, Pine Lake, and Lake Talon, with 35 charges issued. The charges included helmet infractions, liquor violations in portable ice huts, fishing infractions for exceeding slot size limits, documentation violations, modified exhaust system. Monday, February 17, officers patrolled an extremely cold and windy Lake Nipissing, where 10 charges were issued, including documentation violations, excessive fishing lines, validation, and insurance offenses. Numerous abandoned MSVs and UTVs were located due to extreme cold and blowing snow. Owners were contacted and advised to remove their vehicles promptly. Throughout the weekend, officers identified several recurring issues, including failure to wear helmets on snowmobiles and ATVs. Officers enforced a zero-tolerance policy, as proximity to home or fishing locations does not exempt individuals from safety regulations. Consumption of alcohol inside portable ice huts. These huts do not qualify as permanent dwellings and are subject to alcohol prohibitions. Officers enforced a zero-tolerance policy for violations. In total, over 900 to 1,100 anglers were contacted, 3 fish seizures were made, and 90 enforcement actions were taken to enhance safety and regulatory compliance.